Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 58, Be a Giver of Awesomeness, Give. Hi, I'm Sherate Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I'm the head designer and marketing strategist. And what we do is we help business owners convert traffic to more clients, followers, and engagement. You can get more information at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today with Rashana Price, as always. How are you today?
Hey, Sharique, I'm doing great. Hello, everyone. I'm Rashana Price. For those of you who don't know, I am a leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe everyone has something awesome to give to the world. It is their gifts. It is their talents. And I help people do that through leadership coaching, speaking, and training. You can learn more about me at RashanaPrice.com.
Awesome. So we're going to continue the series on Be a Giver of Awesomeness. And the final one is Give. And so again, I'm going to turn it over to you. This has been so amazing. And get more information from you and take some more notes.
Okay. All right. So yes, we've been talking about my first book that I've self-published through the Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing process. And we are on the last part of the book. So the book is broken up into three parts. The title of the book is Be a Giver of Awesomeness. Mm-hmm. Subtitle part one is Discover. Part two is all about guarding your awesomeness. And this last part today we're going to talk about is how to give your awesomeness.
Hmm.
Yes, how to give it. Because what good is a gift that's never given?
Yes.
Right? Like, we have these gifts, we have these talents, whether we recognize them or not. In the book, I talk about whether you know it or not, you have gifts and talents, these bully characters, these stealers, they come into your life, and they may even recognize it before you do. But once you recognize your gift and your talent and you learn how to guard it, go ahead and give it to good causes and to good people. Because that is where the expansion of your gift, your awesomeness, that's where it happens. And so I really like to talk about in this part of the book, the difference between our attitude and our emotion mm-hmm. around who we are and what we do. Because there is a difference between attitude and emotion. And I talk about in the book here, like the definition. So, right, attitude is defined as a manner, a disposition, a feeling, to be positive or negative. An emotion is defined as the affective state of your consciousness, like joy, sorrow, fear. So while the definitions are good, I was like, I needed to break it down to know where these live. And so I want people to know that your attitude is in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But your emotion is in your heart.
Wow.
And so you can choose which one is leading you based on the outcome that you want. And so, like the examples, and we've talked about this before, these examples of these times when we're hurt, when things happen in our life, our heart feels that hurt, that emotion. And our mind wants us to then think about what do we do with that emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And my hope is that after you've read this book, you can take that hurtful moment and help your mind get you to a greater good moment that helps you move forward to be a giver, rather than letting that hurtful moment define you and keep you small, keep you stuck, keep you feeling less than, unworthy, or incapable. When the truth is that hurt moment could have come into your life as the breadcrumb to get you to your awesomeness, to get you to your higher potential, to get you forward.
That is so impactful because, yes, a lot of times, we know, the trials come to make you strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wonder why you were on that horrible job. You wonder why that relationship didn't work out. But the reality is that you're being set up for a better husband, being prepared. to know, okay, this is what you know what not to look for, what mistake not to make next. Right. And, you know, also, even if it's a job, you know, okay, I've done the job just for the money, but now I want to do a job that speaks to me, that's aligned with who I am.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, whatever it is, whatever trial it is, a lot of times we have to go through that to teach us. So asking God, what lesson can I learn from this, you know?
Right. What lesson can I learn? And if you honor my choice, help me to make a choice that helps me move forward. Or help me make a choice that I can live with the consequences of that choice, regardless of what it is.
And, right.
And sometimes we don't do both. And so I talk about in the book, I talk about how sometimes you have to make a choice. And I'll read a little excerpt. So I learned to choose and to give and be all in my relationships. And I remember the conversation I had with my dad about my boyfriend when I was in college. My dad was concerned because I said, I love him, Dad. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And it just came right out of my mouth after us being together only 3 months. And my dad did not want me to get hurt and put all my eggs in one basket at the age of 20. And so, but I told him, Dad, I am going to give this relationship my all. And if it doesn't work, it won't be because I didn't try my best. And I still remember to this day, I can hear it even now. Well, all right then, he said. And it is that conversation that I'm having with my dad, with my now husband of almost 14 years. We've been together almost 18 years. But it is that moment, because so often in those kinds of moments, we get with people and it could be a choice around a boyfriend, a business acquisition, whatever it is, a decision to move across the country, anything that if we aren't really attached and committed to the outcome of our choice, no matter what, we could be talked out of a choice that could be a really good choice for us.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. So helping people understand that it's all about your choice to be something and to give something to the choice that you're making is so important.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so the last part of the book is all about this giving concept and how to be able to ensure that you can endure what you've chosen to give, regardless of the outcomes, and then how to give at work. So there are so many people who I've encountered who work in places that are counter to who they really are. They work in a safe environment. They work in an environment that values mediocrity, that values sameness, that values we've always done it this way. And they want to create, they want to innovate, they want to fail and try again. And that's not really valued where they are. And so they find themselves holding pieces of themselves back, only giving what's asked. And perhaps you've been in that environment, I know I have, where it was like, fine, just tell me what you want me to do and I'll do that. And I'll shut everything else off, even the things that I see coming that are going to be terrible. But you don't want to hear what I have to say, so just tell me what you want me to do.
Hmm.
When that happens, we stop being givers of our awesomeness. And so I talk about in the book, being willing to decide and choose if that environment is where you're going to stay. And knowing that if you stay there, that does mean that you will, over time, not be a giver of all that you can. Or do you want to find something else? Do you want to shift into something different? And how do you give at work? How do you give at home? How do you just decide, like I talk about, it's all the little small things, but like laundry in our house is not a big deal because my husband starts it and I finish it because he's really good at sorting. And I don't like that part. I don't want to sort through nasty clothes and all that. But I'm a better folder than he is. So it makes sense, but it's all these little, it's not the big things in our life that make life awesome and good. It's all the little things. It's being able to say, I'm better at this than you are, so let me just do it, and you go do the thing that you're great at, do your awesomeness, I'll do mine, and together we can be a team.
Yes.
Versus trying to control everything or trying to do everything when you may be called, your gifts, your talents, maybe only places, and that's a so that
I lost you for a second. Can you repeat that last part?
Oh yeah, sure. I said the last part was all about your gifts, your talents. If you give your awesomeness in the areas of your strengths, and I give my awesomeness in the areas of my strengths, we can we can do great things together. But also working from our places of strength versus trying to do all and be all when that's not who we're called to be.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. So, and I give some tips and some ways to even start small. How do you brighten someone's day by paying for their coffee unsuspectedly? How do you, when you're in an argument with someone and you're trying to win, how do you let go of winning and being right to preserve the relationship?
Yes.
You know, how do you share value with someone by delegating some of the most important parts of a project or work to someone in a way that's not like, I'm giving it to you, but I'm going to then tell you exactly how to do it and how I want it. But really,
Yeah.
You're laughing at that one. You've had that?
Oh, yes. I mean, yeah. You know, it's not really delegation if you're standing over the person's shoulder, you know, or you're not really letting them be great at what they're expert at if you're right there telling them what to do. You know, give people a chance to really, like you said, use their strengths.
Use their strengths. And the other thing is that even in them using their strengths, like, you might not love the outcome. You might not love it. But if their effort is worth commending, commend the effort. And and don't let your opinion of, well, I have to love it or I like it or I don't, influence your ability to praise them for their effort.
Yes. And that is not something I see a lot of, unfortunately.
Absolutely. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. And I've had people, even on this journey of publishing this book, as we get ready to wrap up our series here, you know, I've had people say congratulations. People that have seen my cover who love it are like, oh my gosh, Rashawn, I love it. People that don't really love the cover, those that care about me, say, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Right? Like, they find something. And those that haven't yet made the shift to understanding that maybe their opinion doesn't matter as much, or maybe it's not about them, tend to say things like, well, I don't like it. You know, why don't you ask me to be a part of it? Why don't I have a quote in it? When that wasn't their role, that wasn't their assignment. And even their ability to comment on it tells me where they are in their thinking. And that's a part of understanding your awesomeness, because when you can recognize where someone else is and let them stay there and percolate while you keep going, you're in a better place. You're in a place where you're continuing to give your awesomeness in places where it is valued and where it is appreciated. And maybe those people, they'll come along, but if they don't, you have to keep going.
Yeah. Don't let them stop you.
Yes, absolutely. So this has been exciting to talk about this first book. The first one, they always say the first one's the hardest. So we'll see. But be a giver of awesomeness. Discover, guard, and give. And remember that when bullies come, you have a gift. You have something. You have a light. You have awesomeness that they want. And so that is your, that's your sign. That's your little breadcrumb. Go.
That's why I tell people, I said, whenever somebody, like, for instance, when in coaching, you have coaches that butt heads, and a lot of times my coaching group, someone would come and say, I can't believe that, you know, this person commented such nasty things in my post. And I'm like, well, that's a sign you're doing something right. You know, that's when haters come. You know, if you weren't doing anything right, then you wouldn't have this problem. So congratulations, you know, because that's true.
That's right. Yep. And you had a post for them to comment on. So congratulations, right? Yeah. It's kind of like I heard Bishop Jake speaking once that when maybe like 10 years in, some newspaper did like an editorial on him and they were like slamming him for his preaching or whatever. But it was only like the fact that he was doing something and creating this movement was the reason that he was even big enough to have an editorial, to be able to be talked about in that way. So it's that same thought process of how do I take these moments when someone says something or does something, like I need to process it. And we all have human initial reactions and thoughts, but how do you find that greater good and then take that greater good, find your gift and move on, give that gift, give it to the world.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm so glad I had a chance to share this with you and with all the listeners out there. So hopefully you learned something from it. If you're interested, you can find Be a Giver of Awesomeness on Amazon, or you can buy it off of my website at roshannaprice.com.
Absolutely great. And we're definitely doing that. And everyone, I mean, I can just say that if you have not listened to the entire series, I invite you to go back and start at the very beginning and listen to this series. It starts with Discover, then Guard, and then Give today. And I know that everyone listening to this has had this experience, whether you're on either side of the bullying. Mm-hmm. This is something really, I think, really should go through and really think and ask yourself the hard questions. I know you said you have questions at the end of every chapter. Ask yourself those questions and really, really just process that. So if you are the bully, or if you're being bullied, that you have the power to change that. And you don't have to be in that situation anymore.
Yes.
So definitely we invite you to, you know, get this book and just go through the process and really, really just focus on how I can be a giver of awesomeness instead of a giver of either complacency or a giver of, you know, whatever it is that you're bullying someone for. But really be, you know, able to flip that around to something positive. So, yes. So we thank you all for listening to us today. Just keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. And I'm Sharique. You can connect with me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. Facebook, my business page is Digital Innovation Media Group. And I'm under LinkedIn as Sharique L. Richardson, MBA. And where can we find you, Roshanna?
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook as Giver of Awesomeness, or on LinkedIn and Twitter as Roshanna Price.
Awesome. Well, we just thank you all for listening today, and we will definitely chat with you next time.